The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 31st of March. This is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, UEFA are to hold a conference call tomorrow where it's likely the Republic of Ireland's Euro 2021 playoff semi-final will be put back until September or October due to the coronavirus pandemic. The fixture between the boys in green and Slovakia is currently scheduled for early June in Bratislava. It's reported the Premier League are planning to resume the season behind closed doors in May in order to finish the season by July if they get the go-ahead from the UK government. The Premier League clubs will convene remotely on Friday. Europe's clubs are determined to finish their seasons in order not to trigger huge financial rebates to broadcasters. Aston Villa skipper Jack Grealish has apologised and donated a sum to charity after breaking UK lockdown rules. The former Republic of Ireland underage international, who was apparently pictured at the scene of a minor car accident, said he was visiting a friend. Grealish says he's deeply embarrassed by his actions and urged the public not to follow his example. Now, the former Manchester United player Danny Higginbotham was on OTB Sports Radio with Joe Malloy last night, and he spoke about how good Irishman Dennis Irwin was at the club.
A gentleman, absolutely brilliant. He was always there for advice, and I still say the best left back in my time in Manchester United, in the generations gone past. He was just so unassuming, but on the pitch, He was another genius amongst geniuses in that team.
I mean, it is ridiculous he wasn't left-footed and just slugged and just was like an unbelievable left back. Even that alone,
he was just effortless. Yeah. But the thing was, he was like, he'd come into training, do his training, go home, but then come to games, and he was just this unassuming individual.
Yeah,
just such a lovely, lovely guy. Always had time, you know. He'd sit down and talk to you as a young player, and obviously as a fullback as well. And then he'd just go on the pitch and he'd just have wingers in his pockets, and you're just looking at him thinking, wow, he's the best left back, you know, that I ever saw at Manchester United. Don't get me wrong, United have had some incredible ones over the years, you know, Patrice Evra right up there with him. And, you know, he would give Ashley Cole, who I think at a time in his career was the best left back in world football, he'd give him a run for his money as well.
In golf, European Tour Chief Executive Keith Pelly says they'll need clarity on the global coronavirus situation before they can begin rescheduling events. The Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Mount Juliet in May became the latest event to be postponed as a result of the pandemic. The Masters and USPGA have also been deferred. Tour chiefs are hopeful the Irish Open can be rearranged. The Olympic Federation of Ireland believe the postponement of the Tokyo Games to 2021 can work in Ireland's favour. The IOC announced the Games will take place from July the 23rd of next year, with the Paralympics getting underway from August 24th. Ireland's chef de mission Tricia Heberle says if everyone is smart in their preparations, the extra year can make Team Ireland even better. Meanwhile, next year's scheduled World Athletics Championships are likely to move to 2022, while the final week of the Tour de France will overlap with the rearranged Olympics. In rugby, British and Irish Lions organisers have played down fears of next year's Tour de South Africa overlapping with the rescheduled Olympics. The three tests with the Springboks are due to run concurrently with the Tokyo Games. But Lions Managing Director Ben Calverley says the 5 o'clock Irish kickoff times of the tests mean Olympic action will be over by then. Meanwhile, South Africa and the Lions have postponed the on-sale time of ballot tickets for the tour because of the coronavirus pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to USA Rugby filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The association say they've taken the step as a suspension of rugby in the United States leaves them facing compounded and insurmountable financial constraints. The men's and women's national teams will continue unaffected. Roland O'Gara and David Humphreys were on Monday Night Rugby on OTB Sports Radio last night, and O'Gara spoke about their rivalry for the number 10 Irish shirt.
You're burning up inside because, like Humphreys said it there, I think there was a little bit of a change in mindset probably from, you know, O'Driscoll going into that team probably before me. I was kind of number 31 of 30 for the 99 World Cup. They brought five props and they brought two out halves. Ever since that, they've kind of gone with three out halves. So I was on the fringes and I got to train with, you know, Conor O'Shea and Johnny Bell and these guys. But I think there was a different mindset most definitely after that. But like when a fella is playing like that, there's not much you can do. And as you said, from 2000 to 2003, Humphreys was in the driving seat, no doubt about it.
Now, OTBAM will start your day on the Go Loud app from 7:30 with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan. We'll be joined by Jerry Byrne on the K Club and Mickey Quinn. Then tonight we'll hear from Stephen and Noel Hunt. We'll be speaking to Bernard Brogan and John Horan. And Paul Rouse will continue his series on the history of sport in Ireland. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.